Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave the magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for tuning in this evening. We've got a great show planned for you tonight, and I am so looking forward to this show this evening with all of my listening audience. Just as we're in the process of getting started, I do want to say this. I want to apologize to a number of you all. I understand that you tried to get in on last week for Tuesday's show and possibly for Friday's show, and it was full to the max. We do apologize for that. We did experience some technical difficulty, and I do want you to know that the show is filling up quite fast. So it's become very important to tune in early enough so that you will ensure that you're into the broadcast or to the show. I want to also go ahead and remind you all that we do have a book out. It's called After the Passion, Now What? You can certainly go to my website, drjessewalker.com, and click on my store, and we do have a book available for you. If you have a product or service that you're offering out there, if it's something that you'd like to do, certainly you can. We will consider having you on the air so that you can promote your product or your service, and it's free of charge to you. This is my way of giving something back. So there's no charge for that. I would love to have you all speak to whatever product or services you're providing. And, of course, we would give strong consideration to that, and it depends on what product or service you have. If you're the seventh caller tonight, we'll make it the fifth caller tonight. We have a special giveaway prize for you. If you are the fifth caller tonight, we have a special prize for you, and we're going to also be giving away some gift cards on this program throughout the year. Those of you all that weren't with us on last week, I want to say Happy New Year to all of you all. I wish nothing but the best, a happy, prosperous, and healthy New Year to every one of you all. My co-host and I, Audrey Blake, author of Falling in Love with Mean Mutual Enhancement, wish to thank all of you all throughout this last year of 2012 for joining us. In May, we're coming up on 4 years that I've been on the air. So I'm looking forward to celebrating that as an anniversary project coming up in May, the end of May. So it would be nice to hear. I receive an email from you all out there to let me know what your thoughts have been. I would love to know that. Your thoughts on how you may have enjoyed the show from time to time. And just simply send us a note. Just send us a note. And we would love to hear from you. All right. We're going to be going with the broadcast momentarily. But first I want to introduce my featured guest for this evening. This is a lady from South Florida that comes to us. She's going to tell us a little bit about herself. She's going to be the featured guest for this evening. My co-host is possibly traveling, so she may come into the broadcast slightly later in the program because she is spending some time traveling. She's as busy as I am, if not busier. All right, we're going to... Ladies and gentlemen, I present to some and introduce to others My featured guest for this evening, for tonight's broadcast, live that's heard around the world, Ms. Tasha Adams. Ms. Adams, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Thank you, Dr. Jesse.
Okay, it's so nice to have you on the air with us this evening. Why don't you tell, for my listening audience, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into tonight's story, of which you will be speaking to the issue on.
Okay, my name, like you said, is Tasha Adams. I am married with 3 children. I am a Seventh-day Adventist. I'm also a nurse, but presently studying to be a physician, a general physician. And like you said, I reside in South Florida or Miami.
Okay, very good, very good. Tonight, you know, you're on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, and it's a show all about relationships. And we're going to get right into tonight's story. And we're going to ask you to speak to the issue of this story momentarily. So are you ready?
Nope, yes.
Is that a no or a yes?
No, that is a yes. That is a yes. Sorry.
That is a yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll take it as such. All right, tonight's characters are Preston and Quail. Preston and Quail. Quail is spelled Q-U-A-L. Now, Preston and Quail encountered serious problems in their initial stages of their 2-year marriage. Their problems included a lack of communication, financial woes, concerns of insecurity on both sides, family matters of interference, and other matters that simply destroyed any potential for romance in their relationship. Now, there was no doubt the couple loved each other, but could not figure out the origin of their problems. Preston took the initiative to bring up the subject of their problems, including the lack of romance, and thought it might be a good idea or a good gesture to actually discuss the issue over a lovely dinner outing. Without hesitation, Quail actually agreed to this because she recognized that there were some problems as well. Now, both agreed to write down any specifics that they felt may have been cause or contribution to their discrepancies, coupled along with the fact that they came up with some suggestions on how to deal with or even cope with their problems. Now, their overall goal was to rekindle the romance. That was their overall goal, to rekindle the romance in their relationship and keep it alive from here on out. Now, after dinner, the couple knew they had discovered the origin and the solution. Now, all of this took place during their conversation. The cause or contributing factor was failure to do those same things. This was the cause or the origin of their problem. That they failed to do those same things that they enjoyed doing during the dating period. Their solution included being mindful of the things they enjoyed in each other during that same dating period. Now, we're coming to the end of our story, and I want you to realize that they realized it didn't take rocket science, but simply enriching themselves with each in their home living together. Now, it did take rocket science. All they needed to do was to recognize that it took the both of them to enrich themselves into each other. Now, here's some of the things that they started doing, again, which impacted the romance even better than before. Now, one of the things that they did was Quail had stopped sending flowers, so he started sending flowers again. They started sharing a common ground of friendship, respecting each other's roles, independence, and individuality. They stopped criticizing each other. Okay, another thing that they did was they continued to travel and just having fun on a daily basis. They shared cards for no special reason or no special occasion. They found time to compliment each other. They dated weekly, even if it meant going for a local drive out to the beach or the park. They found time to spend quality time together, watching TV programs or simply playing games. They were also mindful to put the other's needs ahead of or equal to their own. And finally, they communicated and demonstrated how much they loved each other. With all this going on, they found it difficult to be apart from each other for an extended period of time. Now, I have some questions which we're going to present in tonight's program. So please hold on to your seats, your computer, and definitely your phones for the answers to these questions and much more, which brings us to tonight's broadcast. Keeping the romance alive in your relationship, starting right here and right now on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Now, my first question, and I know that was a rather long story, but it was very important that I go over that. My first question tonight that I sent out to my my featured guest is, does this story sound too good to be true? And you know what they say about that.
Definitely it sounds too good to be true. But I
okay.
would say it's not impossible. It
okay.
sounds too good to be true, but it might not be impossible that they were able to come to that conclusion that was the reason the relationship was not working, and they try their best, or they are trying their best to stay together.
Right. Now, what area, if you can name maybe two of the areas that made it sound too good to be true for my listening audience, and of course, you all that are listening, if you want to speak to the issue of the story as well, press 1 and we'll be more than happy to entertain your call or your thoughts.
I would say the things that they listed, what they were doing to keep the romance in the relationship. For instance, writing letters to each other every day, sending cards, and maybe driving out, like having a date every week, once per week.
Now you're telling me, okay, no, I don't think that they sent flowers every day or sent cards every day, but at least on a regular basis. Now, are you telling me that that to take a local drive out on a regular basis or on a weekly basis, that might be too good to be true?
Yes, because, well, it depends on the couple. If it's a couple that doesn't have children, I can find it believable. But
uh-huh.
if you have a couple with children that they need to take care of, it's very difficult to find time to even communicate, much less to go out once per week, every week, and to
uh-huh.
be involved in so many activities by trying to save the marriage.
Uh-huh. And see, but I would have to respectfully disagree with you on that. I mean,
okay.
I think that what keeps the marriage, what keep a relationship going, as a matter of fact, I think it would keep it going strong if you found time, put the kids in the car and take them with you. We're going to ask you to hold that thought just for a second. I'm going to go ahead and, as I mentioned to you all, my co-host would probably be joining us a little late because she's often traveling. And so we're going to go ahead without further delay. Ms. Adams, we're going to take a moment and give you an opportunity to say hello to my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake. Audrey, are you there
okay.
with us?
Yes, I am, Dr. Walker. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon as well, Audrey.
Okay, we have Tasha, I started to call her Tasha Blake. We have Tasha Adams as our featured guest this evening, and certainly she just spoke to the issue of that the story was too good to be true, and it sounds like that. And you know, of course, Audrey, what they say about things when they're too good to be true. What do they say?
If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Definitely.
Right. Now, but my thing is, and I respectfully disagree, Tasha, on this issue, where if you've got the kids and you say it's hard to communicate, I think that that's when you need to find the quality time to communicate even more. So because of the fact that you're so busy and perhaps so caught up into the kids that you're starting to lose each other in the process. And see, those same kids grow up, and hopefully they leave you. At least they leave home, and you're still there, hopefully, with each other. So I think it becomes vitally important that you pile those kids up in that car, take them for a drive to get some ice cream, some yogurt, I don't care what it is, but and then find a babysitter once in a while. Give me your thoughts, Audrey.
And Dr. Walker, I don't have the complete story just yet, because you're right, I was traveling today. But I can tell you from what I've heard, it is extremely important that couples take some time out for themselves. I think, too, because, again, family can pull you in a lot of different directions, and family is very important, but it's equally important to foster the relationship. And as you say, find a babysitter, find some time just for the two of them.
All right, now here's, just for the listening audience, if you're just joining us, welcome, and you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Once again, we say Happy New Year, and I wish above all things prosperity for all of you all that's been listening around the world. I want to say, just to reiterate the story, our characters are Preston and Quail. Quail is spelled Q-U-A-L. Now, here's a couple that had initial stages in their first 2 years of marriage. They've only been married 2 years, and some of the problems they encountered included a lack of communication, financial woes, concerns on both sides, and then they had family matters of interference, you know, where family would interfere with their marriage. And then all of this stuff simply destroyed any potential romance in the relationship. So now, you know, as you all know, anytime you've got all of these things going on where there are distractions, then what's likely to happen is the romance is going to fade out. So now some of the things that they did, they started going back to dating, doing the very things that they did that caused them to enjoy each other in a relationship. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you've got a thought or comment on that very issue, we would love to hear from you. Just simply press 1, and we will entertain your thought. Let me take a look at another question before we go. That is, does this sound like the perfect relationship? When you hear this story, does it sound like a relationship which there is no such thing? Now, just based on what I said, Tasha, does this sound like the perfect relationship? And we know that there's no such thing as a perfect relationship.
Well, absolutely, but there is a successful relationship. You might not have a perfect relationship, but success is possible. Is the relationship perfect? No, because you mentioned that they're having communication problems, financial problems, and other family problems. So the romance is not going to solve all the problems that they have. It's only going to fix just that area.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to hold your thought just for a second, and then we'll go to Audrey Blake momentarily. Let me go to the phone lines. We're going to go to 407-497. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have on the air this evening?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Amber. How are you all this evening?
Fine, Amber. Thank you for joining us. Amber, I trust that you've heard the story. And do you think that there are any perfect relationships out there? Let me start by asking that question.
No, sir. I don't think relationships are perfect by any measure. No. Mm-mm. I think you have good relationships and can have healthy relationships, but nothing is perfect. So we all have to work on things.
We have to work on things. Did you hear the story?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did hear the story.
Do you think that this story sounds too good to be true?
Yes, and the problem I'm having partially with it is two things. I agree with your guest speaker that they're including the romance, but that's a Band-Aid. That's not a fix for communication issues or finances. It helps, but it's not it's like a Band-Aid for the romance, but it still doesn't fix the communication issues. And then for them to be so young in this relationship in 2 years, and you
right.
have, you know, this breakdown, I think that's a problem. It's almost as if maybe they didn't know each other before they did the marriage, before they got married, because 2 years seems kind of young for them to have such a breakdown in a relationship so fast.
Okay, well, let me go to my co-host, Audrey Blake. And just before I do, Amber, we've had you on the show before, and we like some of the things that you were presenting in terms of relationship. Would you care to be a featured guest one of these weeks?
Sure. I wouldn't mind. Yes. I'd be delighted. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to have someone call you back after the show and set up a time and date for you. Would that be okay with you?
That would be fabulous. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me go to my co-host here, Audrey Blake, and ask her, do you agree that there are no perfect relationships, that you've got to work on them, and that when it usually sounds too good to be true, it usually there's something to that? But so would this couple, in essence, be fooling themselves to think that they can rekindle the romance in their relationship?
Well,
No, they're not fooling themselves. They definitely can rekindle the romance. And I think the other thing that we were talking about is, you know, the whole idea of, is rekindling the romance really solving the issues? Because I noticed in the story that actually the couple, they said they identified what their issues were. And then they had a set of rules or a set of activities that they decided to start doing again. And
absolutely.
So I think that because they have identified the problem and started working on it, but a lot of times it's just a matter of forgetting how much you care and respect of that person. And I think we talked about that on last week's show, that you start getting too comfortable with each other and you take each other for granted.
Well, that is certainly a factor. When people start to take each other for granted, you're definitely setting yourself up for some serious issues in the relationship. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. Or you can certainly go to drjessewalker.com. And once again, we apologize to you all that last week weren't able to get in because the show was completely full to the max. So by being a brand new year, I guess all the phone lines were quite jammed at that time. So once again, Happy New Year to all of you all. Now, really now, in terms of this here, let me go to Tasha again. And the question is, it appears that this relationship could have been a fantasy to some and perhaps not to others. How long can, if you're looking at it as a fantasy, how long might this fantasy last? Now, they've already been married for 2 years, had some problems, sat down at dinner and talked about their problems, identified what was the origin or the cause, came up with a probable solution, and said, hey, let's revert back to doing the things we did prior to getting married. And it turned out that it worked for them. Now, Tasha, come on. Is this a fantasy that's destined to end?
I think in some ways, yes, it's a fantasy because, like Audrey said, and the other young lady said, it's not only the romance that they have issues with; they have other issues, and if they're not attacking all issues in the relationship, it's not possible that it will last for more than 6 months as
okay.
They start to do this this new routine of bringing back the romance into the relationship. Because after the romance, what do you have? If you don't have good communication skills or if you don't have a hold on the finance and your family is always interfering, you don't have anything. The romance is just for a time. It's just good thing.
Okay, give me that last thought again.
I say it's just something to make you feel good.
Okay. Well, isn't it important to feel good? Haven't you heard couples say that a lot of the other things are missing, but they've hung in there for so long because of the romance? Have you not heard that?
Mm-mm. I've heard that, yes, but it doesn't last. It's not a lasting
mm-hmm.
relationship when you base it all on romance. It won't
okay.
last.
All right.
Because
just before I go to
my
co-host Audrey Blake, who keeps it real, along with myself, let me go to Amber because I can sense that she's shaking her head. Tell us why. I know you've heard people that say, your girlfriends may have said, hey, girl, the romance is so good. I'm hanging there just a little bit longer. Or I hung in there so long because of the romance. What is the reality of facing something like that, Amber, in your opinion?
What I'd like to know is, okay, that's fine, but what are you talking about? What is your conversation about? You know, you have candies, you have flowers, and you have a date night, but what are you really talking about? And beyond that, there has to be something to get you through those 10-plus years. Because after, you know, we stop doing some of the things that we used to do, because it doesn't last forever like that. Like she said, those habits break down, not necessarily because we want them to, just because people are people. So what are your conversations like? What do you do beyond that that's going to hold you together past those 7-plus years, those 10-plus years?
Okay, let's go to Audrey here, author of Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement. You've had girlfriends that hung in there because romance was good. I've certainly had guy friends of mine that say that they hung in there because the romance was good.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, Dr. Walker, by romance, you're talking about sex. I mean, I'm just keeping it real without being
there you
wrong.
Go.
Okay, because I was sitting here thinking, what are they referring to as romance? Because romance is lots of things. Intimacy
right.
is a lot. I mean, if romance means that person is kind of wanting and dining you and making you feel great about who you are and respecting who you are and valuing you, then that is a necessary component of a healthy relationship. If you're
even if he's got to borrow the money from you on most of the time, he's taking you out.
That ain't going to work. romance without finance is dead. But, again, yes, I have. I wrote the book. And so in the book I talk about it because it's based on individuals' lives, that, yeah, there are people who hang in relationships because of good, quote-unquote, romance. But at some point in time, you know, if they have some real, this is going to be a strong statement, self-esteem, they're going to stop and say that's not enough. But we're talking about, are we talking about a married couple here, right?
Well, this is a married couple. But let's say married or unmarried. I mean, if it's only romance in a relationship or if there's a lack of romance because you've got these other problems, I mean, speak to the reality of that.
Well, a lack of romance can break a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe, again, it's just my opinion, that good romance will glue it together for a period of time.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We've got a hot one for you tonight. We've already got some comments that are coming in relative to keeping the romance in your relationship, keeping the romance alive in your relationship. We're going to go once again to the phone lines, and then when we come back, we're going to ask Amber for a couple of thoughts on how do couples, in your opinion, keep the romance alive when it may have been dead? All right, we're going to go to 216-773. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show.
Hello there. How are you?
We're doing great. Who do we have with us this evening?
You have Teresa here with you this evening, calling from
Teresa,
Cleveland.
Teresa, thank you for us. All right, Teresa, give us your thought. if the guy is not working, but he's romantically inclined, even if he's got to use some time. What's wrong with that, Teresa?
Okay, you said if he's not working. I didn't get that element. I was just listening to the romance part. Well, you know, working and pursuing a job, I'm thinking these two might be two separate categories. I could be in love with you. And understand me, I'm talking to you from a 25-year relationship with my husband. I've been married for 25 years. So
congratulations. Almost as old
works.
As I am. Go ahead.
Of course. you don't sound a bit over 29.
Thank you very much. You're very kind.
But you have to work. Just like the woman said, romance without finance is kind of dead because that gets old after a while. But if you romance to me, also has to include an element of respect in a relationship because I can romance you and wine and dine you, but, you know, am I romancing you because I care about you or is a romance just out of a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, or vice versa? Because there's some women out here just want to hit it and quit it too. But now, and she asked a question, are we talking about a boyfriend, girlfriend, or are we talking about a marriage? If I'm married to you and you're not working, there are some things we have to compromise and we have to deal with, but buddy, you better be looking for a job. I think all of us are old enough to know if I get up, everybody getting up doing something, you're just not going to lay around. But in a boyfriend-girlfriend situation, I think that's a little different because you have some room to move. You can say,
right.
Not working.
I like that. That's a very good one. That was a very good one.
But,
all right, we're
going to
go back now. We're going to go to Amber. And, Amber, we had a couple of thoughts for you. And you ready, Amber?
I guess, but you know, we didn't touch on the issue of his family or their family's interfering. We talked about that being the issue. We haven't even talked about that at all.
That is definitely an issue when family interferes, and you
yeah.
sound like you really want to let the cat out of the bag on this one. Go ahead, Amber. We're listening.
Well, I just want to know how that romance is going to fix people minding their business in their relationship because they haven't tackled that at all. So I'm fine with you sending me flowers, but you're gonna keep your mama's mouth closed when she shouldn't be talking to me.
Wait a minute, now, Amber. Wait a minute. You got a problem with the man, mama? Come on now, Amber. That's his mama.
No, you know it's always y'all mamas that got problems. It ain't never ours. But
But he ain't sleeping with his mama. Can I jump in? Has the man been weaned? If you've been weaned yet, if you've been weaned from your mama, then your relationship with your woman should be a problem. So if mama interfering and brother has not been weaned yet.
Wait a minute. Hey, come on here. Referee the situation here now. What's wrong with the man's mama?
Well, I'm just saying either side. I don't know who has the most family interference. But either way,
I am saying I agree. Wholeheartedly, I agree with that. Let me tell you something. Go ahead.
If I may interject, well, then first of all, who is letting the family in their business?
Yeah.
Because there's a way to, one, you not to run to them for every problem you have, and
mm-hmm.
two, when they give you unsolicited advice, there's a way to set a standard so that
mm-hmm.
that doesn't reoccur.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And for my listening audience that may be having that initial problem, or ongoing problem, what might that standard be so that it doesn't reoccur?
I think, you know, and with due respect, people handle it differently. You could flat out say, you know what, I appreciate, I know you love me, Mom, but, you know, we got to work this out among ourselves. Or, you know, you just set it up where they know that the expectation is that your family, because you're now a new unit, is your family. And that you really don't really want them to interfere. While you appreciate their kindness, you just solicit their prayers.
Uh huh. Now, what about when things are going wrong and you need a listening ear? Don't you run? Should he run to his mama?
I am so glad you asked me that. No,
okay.
And it's a mistake I've made in life and that I won't do again. No,
okay.
You need to stop running home to mama. Leave and cleave.
Leave and cleave. Okay,
unless
we're going to ask
you. Let's put that out there.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to take some of the comments that are coming in, and you know the show is almost to an end before I start to get my food for thought. We've got about 18 minutes, I think the producers are letting me know. All right, here's a comment in reference to tonight's broadcast, keeping the romance alive in your relationship. This female writes in, she says, I doubt if there is a magic formula to keeping the romance in your relationship alive. I think it is basically up to the couple to find out what works for them and stay with that. Continue doing what you've been doing if that works for you. And I think she's speaking to the issue of tonight's story. Now, let me go to you, Tasha, and say, Tasha, I mean, there's no magic formula. Just do what you've been doing if it works.
I think there is, because you first have to rekindle what first got you guys together.
Okay.
Because
so you think there is a magic formula?
Yes.
And the magic formula is
whatever brought you guys together that can keep you going.
Okay. All right.
Just,
we want to hear from some of the guys out there. We're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. We're going to try and see if we can get one of the guys to call in and see what he thinks and see what he has to say about somebody maybe talking about his mother. We're going to go to 863-63412. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. Who do we have on the air with us this evening?
You have Dennis on the air.
Okay, Dennis. Thank you for joining us, Dennis. They're putting the mother thing out there, and they talking about the man mostly. What do you think, Dennis?
You know, sometimes women get jealous of the man's mother.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Amber, did you hear that? Tasha, Teresa, did you hear that?
Yes.
All right, we're
going
to give you all a chance to speak to that after we hear what Dennis has to say. Dennis, but I want to ask you, are you married, Dennis?
Yes, I'm married.
Are you close? Is your wife close by? Because we don't want this show to be responsible for anybody getting hurt or injured.
No, I won't have you to read about her in the paper tomorrow.
Well, that means
okay.
Mama took in the kitchen.
All right. That was a good one, Dennis. Go ahead, Dennis. Give us your thoughts. Why are the women sometimes jealous over the guy's mother?
Well, I'm going to give you a scenario. I had a mother-in-law, I have a mother-in-law, and I have a mother.
Okay.
All right. Two different people. My mother-in-law would give advice, would stay out of the relationship, but she would only give advice when something was brought to her. Other than that, she stayed out. on the other hand, my mother would give advice even when she's not asked. So there are.
So Dennis just proved my point. Go ahead, Dennis.
Exactly.
No, I didn't prove your point. Your point was different than what I'm getting ready to tell you about.
Okay,
see,
go ahead, Dennis.
I'm a man, and I stood up, and I said, Mother, this is my household.
Oh, come on, Dennis, come on now, really. You said this to your mother?
Yes.
Was your wife present or she was not?
My wife was present as well.
Okay, now, Dennis, tell us, keep it real now. How did you respectfully say to your mother?
I told her that I'm married now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to take care of my household. You may have opinions and you may be able to express your opinions, but you're going to do it respectfully to me and my household.
Hello.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Dennis,
praise
that was
the Lord.
Yeah, amen.
You got a training course, Dennis?
Actually, I do.
And Dennis, what did your mother say, if anything?
She said she respectfully understood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I didn't look out of the corner of my eye and say that. I looked her directly in the face.
Wow. But with love and respect.
With love and respect.
So, Dennis, this is Audrey, the co-host. May I ask, how old were you when you did that?
Yes, Dennis.
I was about 27.
Okay.
27?
Oh.
Yes.
How long had you been married that it take you to get to that point?
About 6 months.
About 6 months. I see. Okay, that is pretty good. That's pretty good. We're going to take another comment that is coming
That's
in.
That's a lot of rehearsing.
Yes, it is. A lot. Thanks for standing by. You're listening to Live from the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. And also, just for those listening that may be newcomers to the show, you can catch the entire show in its entirety. Well, I just said that, didn't I? You can catch the show in its entirety about 15 minutes after it's broadcast at drjessewalker.com. We're going to go ahead and take another comment in, and we're going to go to 954-206. Who do we have on air this evening?
Hey, Dr. Walker, this is Rose.
Rose, thank you for joining us this evening. Rose, did you have a comment or two that you wanted to speak to the issue about in terms of even if you're thinking that, give us some suggestions on what might rekindle a relationship or restore the romance when it's been dead?
Well, first I want to commend Dennis for what he did. I am taking it that he did it in a very respectful way, and I'm sure his wife really appreciated him for doing that. I commend him for that, and I think more men need to do that, especially the mama boys that run to their mom for everything and have the wife feeling very uncomfortable. When it comes to the story, so that I think it is possible to rekindle the romance in your relationship because, and one of the things that I heard said is that going back to what you used to do, you know, before you even got married, I think it's not as easy as it sounds, but it's possible if both of you agree that you both want it back. It can work. You know, go back to some of the things to enjoy doing as a couple before you get married. And I believe that it will work.
Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by on that thought. Mama's boys. Did you hear that, Dennis? She say mama boys? Mama's
boys?
Wow. That is interesting. The mama boys. Teresa, let me ask you this question. You say you've been married for 25 years.
Yes.
Okay, now, how long, did you run into any interference where in-laws or some of your family members that may have interfered?
Is this your show? Is this
handle
your
that.
Show?
Huh?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's your show. The answer is yes. Had some issues.
Okay.
And I was going to ask you, when you get into a relationship, in-laws interfering isn't something that happens all of a sudden. You know it at the beginning of that relationship. So before my husband and I even got married, it got to the point where I had to establish some ground rules, and I really had to, you know, you have to choose who is it going to be. You're either moving in and marrying me, you're going to detach, or you're going to go back home, one or the other. And I had to lay out an ultimatum because it was really the mother-in-law who was just really too much into our relationship.
For the men particularly, let me throw it out here, and then Audrey, we're going to give you a chance to jump in here. Now, is it that, and Dennis said something earlier, and I'm going to give him a chance to defend this, is it that oftentimes the mother-in-law knows, she can read through that woman, and is that, so does that make it an intimidating factor because that mother-in-law knows the wool that you're trying to pull over her son? Audrey, give me the thought on that, and then Dennis will give you an opportunity to speak to that issue.
Sometimes that's the case, but sometimes also, and I'm a mom of two adult sons myself, sometimes it's just that bond, and like I admire what Dennis did because sometimes the sons have to set the tone. Moms and sons have a very close relationship, and sometimes they're just feeling a loss of their baby.
Okay.
That was my situation, doctor. She was feeling that she was losing her son, and she clearly said that. She said, before my son met you, he would come and visit me more. And I said, well, when my husband has time, your son will be over.
Wow.
We had to get that straightened out.
Oh, my. You know what? I got to – this Teresa, I believe you can cause some controversy here. We're going to call you. Somebody's going to call you after the show if you don't mind, and we're going to have scheduled a show for you. Would you be okay with that?
I would.
Okay. We're definitely going to do that. Dennis, we're going to give you a chance since they're on this mother-in-law issue about the men. Dennis, speak to that.
Well, there are men who, or so-called men, mama's boys, who are afraid to speak up and give their opinion because they think they're going to either hurt somebody's feelings or it's going to be a controversy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to speak up to what you believe and what your standards are. If you allow someone to run you, they will.
Exactly.
And that's including the wife.
Wow.
And a woman does not want a man. They want a man that's going to stand up and do what he's supposed to do when he's supposed
mm-hmm.
to.
And can you say that again?
I know that. You need to put that on a loudspeaker.
Say that
again. The United States of America.
So I learned that at an early age. Because I followed in the footsteps of my father. So he was a man, and he taught me to be a man, not a weak man, but a man that's going to take care of his family, that's going to protect the family, that's going to support the family, that's going to provide for the family. And sometimes you have to speak up, because if you don't, somebody's going to overspeak you.
Somebody's going to what?
Over talk you.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
You know, like,
we're gonna take some more comments that are coming in, and we'll give you all the chance to these comments. Audrey, did you have a thought?
No, I just love what Dennis just said, because women want a real man. And we may get mad for a second when we don't get our way, but in the end, we love it because we know that you are a man.
Wow. Amber, speak to that. Is that, you feel that way, Amber?
Oh, yeah, if you speak up to me, that's sexy. Tell me what to do. Order my food. I don't care. I do it. I want a man. I don't need no woman. I ain't gay. I want a man.
All right, here we go. This female writes in. She says, keeping the romance in your relationship. In my opinion, I like the ambience of romance in my relationship, and I would think that most women would like the same. If you are dating someone that is not romantic and you crave romance, you're wasting your time. He won't change. Tasha, are you with us? Tasha, just because he's not romantic 6 months, does that mean, and he's never been romantic, can he possibly change?
That's a tricky question, because it's possible he can change, but for how long?
The change can
be periodically.
Uh-huh. Is she right on point when she says you're wasting your time? You're better off
finding somebody
else?
Absolutely, because if it was never there in the beginning and he's just going to do it for 6 months, it's not going to last.
If he hasn't been romantic in the last 6 months and he's not inclined to be a romantic person, is there a likelihood, Amber, let me throw this question at you and then Teresa, is there a likelihood that he's romantic at all?
I think people are who they are from the beginning. I think it's difficult for people to change, and I think people are always going to revert back to that same behavior unless they have a strong notion to be different. And that first thing is to admit that something is wrong to change that behavior. But if they're willing to change the behavior and admit that it's a problem, yes, it can happen. But most people, that's the most difficult part, identifying the behavior that's a problem and then actually making an adjustment.
All right. Was that Amber speaking?
Yes.
Okay, Teresa, give me your thoughts on that. I mean, come on. He hasn't been romantic in 6 months. Give him a chance. I mean, doesn't he deserve a chance? I mean, can't you wait another 6 months?
Honey, wait, sunk a ship. Don't have time to wait. Wait, sunk a ship.
I love that.
And I agree with Amber. But, again, you're talking about boyfriend and girlfriend versus husband and wife. You don't want to get married to a person like that, whether it's a man or a woman, and get into that kind of relationship. But then I think an issue like that speaks to another problem of that person trying to control the behavior of another person.
Okay.
So now you're getting into something that's really dysfunctional for that person. You're with this person. They're not showing you any affection. What is your problem that you feel like you have to stay? You know, and after 6 months, heck, if you don't get it after six days, I don't have time to wait for you, baby.
Yeah,
he can change. He can change who he's calling next week is what he can change.
That's what he means.
Have you on the show as a featured guest, I'm telling you. Dennis, she said after 6 days. I mean,
I mean, day one, there should be some evidence that there's something there. You don't want to be on overkill. But after 6 days, 6 weeks, I mean, something ought to be obvious that person is genuinely interested and have the ability to express some emotion that proves that you are important enough to him or her to continue this relationship. And if it's not there, then you need to move on.
Is it enough to just give her flowers?
No. Sometimes.
No. Sometimes.
If you're dating.
Okay. All right. All right, let's take another comment that's come in. This comes from a male. He says, I have discovered that not all women really want a romantic man. I've dated a number of women and found this to be true. They say they want romance, and when you are talking romance, they often have something else on their mind. It destroys my romantic mood, he says. Now, could he be talking about, Dennis, is it possible he's talking about when you're trying to be romantic and it may be something that the guy's done to her, let's say, for example, and she's not in a romantic mood and you're wondering, what's wrong now?
Well, you know, sometimes people mix up romance with sex.
Right.
Okay.
And if you just want to be romantic and not sex, you come about it a completely different way. You know, the young lady talks about if she got to wait 6 days, you know, that's too long. But actually, 6 hours is too long. You know, female persuasion wants to know that you care. So whatever, you know, if you left home this morning or you talked to them this morning, by this afternoon, they need to hear something. They want to hear something. What, you know, they are also suspicious. You know, if you're not giving it to me, who are you giving it to? You know, but and on the other side of that, it's the same way for a man. A man wants to know that woman is interested in him, because there's a lot of, there's more women out there than men, but there's men out there that will, that's the old song would be Jody. He would come and, you know, try to take over where you left off. So it is important that as a couple, I don't care if you're just dating, you, in the dating period before you get married, you need to know how that person is going to be. If they're going to wait 6 months before they, you know, want to have any kind of affection, that same thing is going to happen in a marriage, and that's not going to work.
Okay. All right. That's an interesting thought. Audrey, speak to that. What do you think?
My,
is Dennis on point?
Yeah, he is. My favorite saying, Maya Angelou, believe people when they show you who they are.
The first
okay.
thing.
All right. Tasha, now, Tasha, tell me this as our featured guest for the evening. give me a couple of thoughts on if a relationship, the romance in a relationship is dead, how might one rekindle that, if at all?
I think the first thing you have to recognize that the relationship is lacking romance. And then what we need to do as a couple is to come up with ways to enhance that or to bring it back. For instance, let's say you're at work, you can call me. Women like to be wine and dine. They like to talk sex. They like to hear about it. They like to be treated like we brought out the point earlier, with respect. And if the husband can call a few times in the day just to let the wife know that, well, honey, I'm thinking about you or whatever, it prepares the woman's mind for something later in the day or late at night. Versus a man, they don't really need to go through that emotional attachment. Men can just do whatever they need to do and get it done, but a woman needs that whining and dining and I love you and all that little touch here and touch there, and just to keep things interesting. Women like flowers, they like candies, they like all those little things to keep them, keep their appetite for romance alive.
Okay, let me go to Teresa. Go ahead,
yes.
Which one? That Amber or Teresa?
I am Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa. I'm about to come at you because I want to hold your thought, but I want to also ask you a thought. What about when the man finds a woman that is not romantically inclined at all and she doesn't express emotions of any sort? What about that?
Well, see, if you're in a relationship and trying to rekindle that, I want to speak to the comments you made first. Men need to feel as if they're still needed also, because after being married for 25 years, we flatlined also in our relationship. But you have to have two willing parties willing to bring that back. So you have to do things that will get that person's attention. And I think it's a myth, and Dennis and Doctor, you can comment on that, where we say men don't need, they don't have, they're not, they may not like flowers or whatever. Some guys like flowers. But a man still needs to feel as if they're needed in that relationship, because if you don't need me, why am I still here? Well, we want the emotional connection. So that book, Men Are for Mars and Women Are for Venus, is a really good book to read. So there's a two-way street there. But if you're – and what was the question again, Doctor, about –
What about the woman who's not doesn't seem to express or demonstrate any emotions, you know, and what about that?
That's a tough one. If you've already, again, like Dennis commented, and the other one, I forget your name, Audrey, I think, mentioned, if you go into a relationship that way, you know, and I was always taught, and my mother and my grandmother taught me, you don't start a relationship where you're not going to end it. So the way you want to end it is the way you start it. So if you started it that way, it's probably going to end that way. So there's no surprise. If you know you're with this person and they're emotionally detached, you know what you got yourself into. So that's,
right,
you know, I think that's just a little heavy work, but to get that person's attention, again, if you're in a marriage, when you don't feel like you're in love, when you feel like the romance is gone, that's when your commitment kicks in, if you're committed to commitment. And
that's
a little different about a relationship. And if you're not married, to me, my opinion, if you're not married, you still have room to move. There's no commitment in a relationship if you're not married to it. That's just my opinion. Everybody won't agree with me there. But you have room to move. There's a lot more freedom there.
I like that. That's a very good thought. We're going to take two more comments quickly, and I've got about 90 seconds before I start to bring the show to a close. This comes from a female. She writes in, I think the problem with some men is that they don't know what a woman is not. They don't know when a woman is not in a romantic mood, especially if he has done something to aggravate her. I think men need to study the woman and know her right timing. Audrey, how important is that to know the right timing when, you know, you done did something to her? Can't he just go and say, I'm sorry, and, you know, let's get with it?
I mean, that's great, but
timing is everything.
A man is not a mind reader either. You know, well, we have to communicate. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. You have to communicate. If you offended me, I'm the type of person, I don't have a problem saying that this is the way I feel about what you did. But men are not a mind reader, and I think a lot of games are played in relationships. Quit playing these games. I'm not a mind reader. You're not a mind reader. If you want me to know something, then tell me.
Absolutely.
All right, Audrey, go ahead and give me your thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. We really have to you know, I got a little bit distracted, but that's a great – I agree with what I believe it's Teresa.
Right.
Yeah, what Teresa just said. And, you know, it's just about being
timing is everything, though. You do have to time it right. And you have to know your partner well enough to know, do they need some time apart? Do they need some downtime?
Okay, we're going to take this last comment. I've been married. This guy, he sends in a message, says, I've been married for only 3 years, and my wife was romantic when we were dating than she is now. I heard that marriage would change, but I didn't think it would change. I heard that marriage would change, but I didn't think it would change that much so soon. I missed the romance we once had. Teresa, quickly, in 15 seconds or less, what would you tell him?
I would tell him, if you got to
write
it down,
is this where the commitment?
That's
where the commitment.
That's where the commitment comes in. If you just married 3 years, you're still kind of on a honeymoon. And if he's feeling that way, she needs to know it. But if you got to be the change that you want, too. You can't wait for somebody to change it by themselves. If you want to see a change, you got to be the change that you want to be also in that relationship. So you know,
okay.
He's writing into the radio station. He need to get that letter to his wife.
Good point.
Here's the last word just before we go to my my co-host. Audrey, do you think she's on point with he needs to be communicating with his wife?
Absolutely, and I'm glad he brought it up. People do that, unfortunately, and they need to continue to be who they really are and not, you know, withdraw romantically once they've got their spouse.
Okay, all right. On that note, we're out of time. I'm going to ask you all to stand by for the closing. I want to thank all of you all and my featured guests, of course, this evening, Miss Tasha Adams, for joining us this week, and all of my listening audience that were made their contributions tonight as well. Now, I want you to know that the opinions, of course, these are just simply my opinions now, and these are the opinions that are expressed, and my food for thought, or whether they're from my guests or other participants, do not necessarily reflect the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed in my food for thought are merely those of my own, and like those of my guests or other participants, should not be perceived as a replacement or substitute for the appropriate licensed, certified, or professional help in the appropriate field. Now, the information, of course, that has been presented is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Now, when it comes, of course, to tonight's topic, keeping the romance alive in your relationship, let me once again first thank sincerely my featured guest, Tasha Adams, for giving her support and contribution and taking time out to be on tonight's program. I'm sure, along with the other callers that gave their contributions, a lot of information was given for great consideration to the thoughts that were presented. I think solutions discovered in the story that we talked about earlier actually presented a possible synopsis for the food for thought for this evening's program. First, the couple identified the origin or cause of their problem in terms of lack of romance. Secondly, you find they did not just talk about it, but in fact, they took the initiative to actually do something about it. Afterwards, you will also notice they were in agreement with not only the origin of the problem, but also the solution. Now, strangely enough about this couple, it did not take rocket science for them to see things clearly. In fact, they realized the answers were always within a simple communication or conversation away. All they needed to do was to identify, recognize, and exercise their task. Broadcast, I challenge you, my listening audience, to clearly search your relationship in anticipation of bringing out only the absolute best. Question is, if you once had it, don't you think it's still possible that it could still be within you? I say try it and see. You may be surprised. In the meantime, I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and that's simply been my opinion. I trust you've enjoyed the show tonight as much as I did, and please tune in this Friday and every Friday, 8 Eastern Time, for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose to bypass Friday's inspirational program, please remember to tune in next Tuesday when our topic will be, do you think people are generally nicer to friends and others than they are to their significant other? Please tune in because you really don't want to miss this show. Remember, you must be 18 or older to do so. Until next Tuesday or until Friday, I say to all my listening audience, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.